Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
And of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooch. Mwah!
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Those are our Braintrust members weighing in on the anniversary, and we appreciate them very much. Thank you for hanging out with me. We're celebrating our 20th anniversary, 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're just a little extra obnoxious this week. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And we couldn't have our anniversary week without our good friend Bill Dunkelberg. Bill is the chief economist for the NFIB. Their product is the NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism, and it's a 44-year model. They've been doing it now in their fifth decade, and it's just an astonishing run of excellence, folks. The index is the gold standard in the galaxy for what small business owners are thinking. And Bill, I can't tell you how much we admire you and your work around here.
Well, thank you very much. I certainly am delighted to have been a 17-year part of your 20.
You sure have been. I don't know what we'd do without you. So let's talk about hiring. Let's talk about labor. The numbers are up a little bit, huh?
Yeah. If you look at our quarterly numbers, we now have a record high percentage of our owners who say, "I have a job opening. I'm having trouble filling." So that means that the labor market is just getting tighter and tighter. If you break it down by industry and look at manufacturing and construction, well, then it's, you know, more like 50 to 60% of the owners say, you know, I can't get the workers that I need. Then we look at the most, you know, every 4 years we send out a list of 75 problems for our owners to rank from worst to least worst.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first time since we started it in 1982, a real business problem, you know, broke into the top 10: finding qualified workers.
Wow.
All the rest of the problems, as you know, were government-related,
mm-hmm.
taxes and uncertainty.
This is the first time that having qualified people available is in the top 10.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just amazing. So, yeah, the last time we saw it even, you know, close to this kind of level is in 2000 when we employed 64.7%
right.
of the adult population compared to the 60.
It was 100% employment, basically, in those days.
Yeah, I mean, that was a full employment year, to say the least. So, you know, so on the job side, that's good. We still have a lot of our folks who are raising worker compensation to track people, which is what the market says you do. You know,
mm-hmm.
when you have a shortage, prices go up, and we'll attract some labor, hopefully. So we'll see how that all works out. But certainly the labor market's looking good. The unemployment rate, as we measure it, is, you know, like 4.1%.
Right,
Hard to get it any lower than that.
Mm-hmm. So sales, I want to hold off on the credit market till the end, because I want to wrap that, the last segment, I want to wrap that into our Fed conversation.
Okay.
Okay, so let's move over to sales inventory. Those are sideways, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, but not too bad. I mean, we still have a positive number in terms of the net percent of owners who say my sales are rising quarter on quarter. The inventory investment number looks pretty good. We did have a little bit of earlier in the year. We had a little bit of excess.
Any of that? Now I know you're seasonally adjusted, so would the seasonal adjustment answer my question about the holidays?
Yeah, it will. It should.
So if I ramp up an inventory, I can't call that seasonal. I mean, I can't call that holiday because you've already adjusted it for the season.
I think basically that's right. You're right. We've seasonally adjusted it, which means, you know, it's kind of using averages, whether or not, you know, we're higher than the past average that we would typically expect.
Right.
But I would say, yeah, that's the case, that we've already adjusted for the fact that, you know, we do inventory build now, so anything we see on top of that, positive numbers, are even better.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how do you seasonally adjust for holidays and the explosion of construction with the storms? Does that not give you a little bit of extra degree of difficulty?
Well, it just means that, you know, when you get an extraneous event like the storms, for example, storm impact, you see numbers that are better
than... that's going to be sofas and carpet and,
yeah.
and lamps and pictures.
Oh, all kinds of stuff.
I mean, it's not just going to be tubifores.
Yeah.
The sheetrock.
Yeah, we're having trouble getting lumber, down into Texas. And, now all that will be, will be up there, be higher. So sales at those kinds of stores are going to be higher than you would normally expect
mm-hmm.
seasonally.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to turn in some good numbers. But it's those are GDP numbers.
Mm-hmm.
That's workers and buying stuff. And so we'll just be doing pretty well for a while.
Mm-hmm. Capital spending. Was sideways. So were you surprised about that? You think people are waiting on the tax bill?
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, I think our people are ready. As we've discussed, capital spending has been historically weak in this last 8 years, eight, 9 years.
We're going to wind up empty-handed. There's even some talk about pushing it off to 19. What's wrong with these people?
Yeah, well, that's certainly...
Congress. I'm talking Congress, folks.
Right, right.
And specifically the Republicans right now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I think, you're not going to make a big capital outlay until you know the parameters.
I was sitting here hoping it would be retroactive, and now it's not even going to be next year, maybe.
Yeah, I think it'll probably be next year, but... They probably won't do retroactivity at this point. And then one of the reasons is that the economy is kind of doing okay on its own without their help.
Yeah.
So they say, we don't really need to push it that hard, so we'll just pass the thing and make it effective January 1 and we'll go forward. But that'll help bring capital spending up. If we know the tax rates, if we know if we have expensing, if we know this, we know that, then we can make those big decisions.
When we come back, we're going to talk about CapEx and the bank, some of the new bank rules. We'll see what...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.